I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is looking at his country and saying things need to change. Christian Aid Mission's David Bogosian.
A big part of the population is under 30, and they're looking at the past 30 years of what's happened in Saudi Arabia in a very negative way.
Saudi Arabia has been plagued by extremist groups.
And so they're looking at doing something that on the surface looks pretty radical, actually reforming this body of literature called the Hadith.
It's a significant source for Islamic religious laws and moral guidance, but it's also where extremist branches of Islam draw support. The Crown Prince's biggest challenge will be getting Islamic clerics to agree to reform. So please, as people in Saudi Arabia continue to search for truth, pray they'd be led to Christ. And last week, a team from SOAR International returned from handing out baskets of hope to children in orphanages in Russia for Easter. Joanna Mangione of SOAR International.
Easter is acknowledged by everybody in Russia. It is the biggest religious holiday in Russia. So, you know, obviously they believe Jesus was alive, existed. They just don't all have a personal relationship with him.
In fact, it's common for Russians to respond to "He is risen" with "He is risen indeed." Mangione says we can be encouraged that truth is being spoken, but that we need to be even more fervent in our prayers.
Christ's name is being proclaimed in Russia, and may we not stop our prayers. May we increase them.
Please ask God to touch the hearts of those who heard the gospel through SOAR's work this month. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Deaf Bible Society offers a free 14-day prayer guide to help you pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org and sign up for our daily emails as well. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.